Random House Audio presents The Homecoming of Samuel Lake by Jenny Wingfield. Read for you by Catherine Tabor. Chapter 1. Columbia County, Arkansas, 1956. John Moses couldn't have chosen a worse day or a worse way to die if he'd planned it for a lifetime. Which was possible. He was contrary as a mule. It was the weekend of the Moses family reunion, and everything was perfect, or at least perfectly normal, until John went and ruined it. The reunion was always held the first Sunday in June. It had been that way forever. It was tradition, and John Moses had a thing about tradition. Every year or so, his daughter, Willadee, who lived way off down in Louisiana, would ask him to change the reunion date to the second Sunday in June, or the first Sunday in July. But John had a stock answer. I'd rather burn in hell. Willoughby would remind her father that he didn't believe in hell, and John would remind her that it was God he didn't believe in. The vote was still out about hell. Then he would throw in that the worst thing about it was, if there did happen to be a hell, Willoughby's husband, Samuel Lake, would land there right beside him. Since he was a preacher, and everybody knew that preachers, especially Methodists like Samuel, were the vilest bunch of bandits alive. Willoughby never argued with her daddy. But the thing was, annual conference started the first Sunday in June. That was when all the Methodist ministers in Louisiana found out from their district superintendents how satisfied or dissatisfied their congregations had been that past year, and whether they were going to get to stay in one place or have to move. Usually, Samuel would have to move. He was the kind who ruffled a lot of feathers. Not on purpose.